last time on Painted Black.
Sorry.
Here we go. We got a story about an entrepreneur.
It looks like an entrepreneur.
Oh, come on, racist fuck. Come on. This dude ran a barbershop.
I know what a fade is, bitch. You know what an escrow is? Can you give a man an escrow? Because I can.
It's like with your thumb and it's like, right?
No. No, that's not how you do an escrow.
Is that the butthole?
No, that's not an escrow, you dumbass white motherfuckers.
The national handshake is they put their hands behind their backs, touch dongs, and bow.
I've seen it done in airports.
It was the pantomime.
Yeah, it's great on a podcast.
I know, shut up. Let me enjoy my moment. Everyone listening at home, do what he just said. In the mirror and see what it feels like.
What about the national flag? What does it look like?
You want to do that one?
Yeah, I love it. That's a fun one.
Nobody's going to get this, but describe the Uzbekistan flag.
In the dusk of daylight, right? It's a guy in overalls with no shirt on digging a hole.
I'm going to say it's a pair of them acid-washed Jordache jeans. An actual pair, not a picture of it.
It flaps on the pole. Like they saluted. Right. Like hundreds of men died defending this pair of jeans.
And the pants were still there.
That and a cassette of AC/DC.
Oh my god.
The beginning of the show.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Bird.
If you're playing the Paint It Black drinking game, if I fuck up the intro, take a shot.
Yeah, good start today. Right off the bat.
Do we have a drinking game?
That's the first rule. It's right in the beginning, you know? If I fuck up the intro...
It's every time we say something racist, you take a shot.
No.
Loaded, bro.
I worry about alcohol poisoning.
You...
I'm not trying to kill people.
You get drunk during the recap.
Sip your drink. You sip your drink. Don't do shots.
Just for our 30 fans.
We love you.
If you don't know how to do the Uzbekistan hello, go to the Twitter. You'll see a diagram.
Yes.
Anyway.
You drew it out.
Go on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, let's.
Grandpa.
I promise I'll respond.
I'm going to give an Uzbekistan hello to everyone listening.
Mm-hmm. How do you do?
I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Bringing it funny.
We got Jillian back.
How's your father?
We got Lou here.
Hey, what's up?
We got some lady Lou knows.
Hi.
Introduce your wife.
It was our biggest fan for the longest time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Courtney's here.
Yay.
And over there in the corner from A-Squad, we got Eric.
Victor Belmont.
A.K.A. Victor Belmont.
A.K.A. Zero Cool Now, whatever.
Whatever. That still hasn't sunk in, dude.
I know. It's weird. I hate it.
Why weren't you here last week when I did a Skyrim joke that just failed for this audience?
Womp womp.
What was it?
I said something about the caveman taking an arrow to the knee.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, what the fuck
That's
are you
like from
about?
Multiple things at this point. That's the arrow the knee joke.
I mean, it's very old, but these guys are like, huh?
A bad joke's a bad joke in any language, really.
Oh, I also have, representing Danielle, I have little Loki, her dog, sitting on my lap.
Loki's back. He's quiet on the mic.
That's why I love him.
I think he's asleep.
Yeah,
he's keeping me warm.
All right. So...
Interesting.
That's great audio right there. Right.
How was everyone's week?
Man,
pretty good.
Brazil got kicked, their ass kicked.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Brian, what did you describe it as?
I mean, the looks on their faces, the Diggy said that they didn't even feel like celebrating. Like they were like, just kind of like felt bad.
Germany.
And I described it as like when a rapist gets on raping a victim and he looks her in the eye. That's the look that the Germans have.
Oh my god.
That's a dark look.
You went dark.
Yeah, it's kind of horrible but accurate.
Accurate.
It's not that far from what's actually, because people are posting on Pornhub the video of them losing and it's just them getting, its title is German team fucks a whole bunch of Brazilians.
Fucks young Brazilians.
It was so bad.
There's also a video on the internet where they just compile all the shots that Germany made on Brazil. And at first I was watching, I'm like, oh, the keeper wasn't there? they took the keeper out of every shot. Because it might as well not have been there.
I almost did the story, but there was a bar in England that was offering 50 cents off every goal for the game. And at the end, the drinks were free. Like, wow. for every beer. Anyway, since I just gave a news story, Jillian, let's do some news. Brian's on top of it.
Take a shot.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Painted Black Studios, here is the news.
So everyone who lives in Brooklyn or was planning to go to Brooklyn this week or next week, there's a pregnant Mexican tarantula running loose.
Is that bad?
Yes, because she's pregnant and she's a tarantula. What didn't you get?
Yeah, but they're not poisonous. Like,
but they're huge and gross.
And they're scary.
And furry.
I'd be more scared if they're poisonous.
We could keep going with adjectives.
It's a bug, like people are like, I could care less.
Horrifying. Needing to be killed with fire?
I mean, they'll probably die in the winter. Look, they got a couple months of good life.
Look, the pregnant tarantula is the least of my problems when in Brooklyn, all right? Like, okay? It's not going to rob me.
That'd be funny, right?
That would stick them up. So you think. They're adaptive animals.
Poor little Penelope learned some rough things on the streets recently is what I just learned from Brian. Penelope is the name of the pregnant Mexican red rump tarantula shown above. In this podcast, she might look scary. She's kind of cute slash scary, but it's a big furry, spider with a red butt.
That thing's the opposite of cute.
It's ugly cute,
like the polar opposite of cute.
Well, the owner assures that she's mostly harmless.
How'd she get pregnant if it was like a pet?
Maybe he had her inseminated.
Why? What's the point?
Maybe
of that?
He bought her.
Maybe
pregnant.
He's a supervillain.
That's like, spider birth is gross. Like, it's like a sack full of awful shit.
Well, yes, more spiders.
Yeah.
Well, Penelope is from South Slope, Brooklyn. And the owner posts, I know she looks crazy scary, but she's mostly harmless. She's pregnant, so I'm hoping to find her before she has her babies. Yeah, you everyone else, pal. She's mostly active at night and likes to hide in dark corners. She shouldn't bite, but sometimes jumps when frightened. If you find her, please try to catch her and put her in a Tupperware bowl with a few holes at the top.
Or kill it with fire. This is everything about this sounds
awful. The way
you
started that description sounded like a rapist. It's like, it mostly hides in dark corners, only activates at night.
Likes to jump out and say,
that's where I like to be in Brooklyn. Dark corners in the middle of the night.
Keep them away from your drinks.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the first dude with some Tims smashed that spider, bro.
That like, spider's been dead.
You might wake up with some web on your face. The ladies did not appreciate that joke.
Or the web, for that matter. Right. All right.
Well, just fun fact that the average tarantula gives birth up to 100 babies at a time.
Have fun, Brooklyn.
Enjoy that train, the G line there? South, that's Park Slope? G-line?
I don't care about facts. There's a giant fucking
horrible spider.
All
the hipsters in
Brooklyn. Just be careful on that subway line.
There's like an 80% chance that thing's dead.
This is the start of a horror movie.
Let's have
the beginning of a Guillermo del Toro movie.
Oh, God.
They're going to crossbreed with rats.
And then bats, and then just flying spider.
Next thing you know, boom.
Minute. Such a dirty creature.
Cockroaches get in there.
Let's see the hipsters try to not give a shit about that.
Yeah. I like tarantulas before they were cool.
Yeah, when it was just a tarantula, not when it mated. I don't know why I'm giving him like the Nicolas Cage ones. But yeah, I was before it was
more
a tarantula,
of a spider protector.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what's in that dark corner. I'm gonna check it out.
Nicolas Cage, spider victim.
If only so.
Yeah.
Oh, just wait.
All right, next story.
Continue.
More fun at Disney World. A man lost his fingertips riding Pirates of the Caribbean.
Johnny Depp is a savage.
Karma.
Savvy?
There's a reason they tell you to keep your hands and feet inside the car at all times.
What's your fingertips?
An unnamed British rider on Disney World's Pirates of the Caribbean lost the tips of his right pinky and ring finger yesterday after holding the outside of the boat.
The Kraken got him.
Right. Did he have, like, freakishly long arms is what happened?
Take him down to Davy Jones.
The man was taken to a local hospital. A fire department spokesperson described his injuries as minor, which seems like an understatement.
Just fingertips.
Just his tip.
My dad lops his off once every couple of years.
Just a tip.
Just a tip. I was waiting for that.
Zing.
In any case, let this serve as a warning to anyone silly or child having enough to visit Disney World in the middle of July. The sweet Caribbean water might look refreshing, but don't dip your hands in.
Just gears and metal down there, guys. Straight up, sharp metal down in the water.
Next I can only imagine, like...
Seems poorly planned.
They're just on the ride and all of a sudden... This guy's spraying blood out of his fucking hands.
Wonder, wow, this ride got dark.
Covering children
it's
all
just,
over
it's just the tips. Imagine some kind of a drip. I mean, is it a spray if it's just the tips?
Meanwhile, there's animatronic pirates singing the whole
time. Yar.
They're still singing jaunty tunes and there's fucking
I mean,
blood.
Arr!
Oh, no, deep ho, water
in a bottle of rum.
It's like a deli slicer underneath the fucking water.
Well, has anyone ever been on the ride It's a Small World?
No, but that shit is racist, right?
That's my favorite ride in Disney World. I've ride it like 25 times.
Really?
I've been there once.
Because I was like, that shit looks educational. I'm the fuck out of here.
No,
I'm going over.
Not educational.
It's a Small World?
It's
old-timey.
Unless you want to know what racism looked like in the 60s.
Yeah. I know what that was.
It's old-timey, like a little
racist.
When
you got the Asian, had rice patties with the buck teeth and shit.
It did.
All the black kids were picking cotton with like...
Yo. A lot of those rides, like, oh, what was it, Splash Mountain with the old black guy. It was really freaking racist.
Oh, you're not going to like it this fall. Like,
right. I think
you, racist bear.
Now there's a racist bear character.
It was terrible. God.
I have a thing she wants to turn to back right now, Master.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lord. It's a big fall coming your way. Weird, racist bear before I drop? Okay.
Really sets a tone.
It does. It's ominous.
Well,
oh shit!
Walt Disney was who he was.
You forget because you're just like, why was that bear saying that? Ah!
Okay, next story.
Yeah, people were cool with that.
Why is that still here?
Before the big drop, like, huh?
Whoa! He dropped an N-bomb right before you go up the edge. That's why.
No, wait. I understand why it's still here, but why do they still have the voice automation going on in that thing?
It was in his will. They could never take it away.
Disneyland's gotta be racist! That's what brings the people in.
Good family fun. Good, clean, American, wholesome family fun.
His original vision was a lot more racist. He just died too early.
Oh, I like that. That's nice. That's a warm family moment.
Can you imagine what Disney World would have been like had he lived longer?
No Jews?
Eisner!
That's the primary difference.
It's
he was like that, right? He hated the
Jews.
Yeah,
he hated
Jews.
I feel like he funded the Nazis in some way. Like, I can't prove it.
Babe,
but the first fucking model of their helmet had ears on it. It got in the way, so.
There's a movie
it's
on
it. It's not practical. We can't go to war like this.
There's
They're like targets, damn it.
They are.
Oh, the baskets! Here it's coming over the hill! What the fuck's going on?
Watch out for Cubby! Watch out for Cubby! No, there's
You can't hold your brother in your arms when he's like 9 and you're like, not giggle a little bit. Just be like, why are we wearing these helmets? Right. Medic! Right. Ones with a white and red fucking.
No, it's doofy ears. It's the dog ears.
Right. The gorge.
Donald Duck is a surgeon.
Well, that's a mortal wound you have there.
I don't think you're going to recover from that.
Right.
I'm going to move on.
Every time you get shot, it's like, yahoo!
They're gloved with the big Mickey gloves. You couldn't shoot for shit.
So impractical.
Fucking doing chest compressions with those giant things.
Like, look, Adolf, I know that Walt's really funding us, but we're losing. Right. You can't shoot for shit out there.
Right. Oh, man.
Woo. All
right. Okay. Right.
Turn that story around.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah. Go for it.
Man finds goddamn python under the hood of his broken down car.
A goddamn python?
Goddamn.
Not just any python.
Goddamn python.
The python's like, eat the apple.
It's Stacy. Trust me.
From heaven, spirit and the glory.
That's what he said when he saw it.
The snake burst into flames.
Yeah.
Jackson Ault pulled over to the side of the road to help a woman whose car had broken down in Santa Fe recently.
Santa
Fe.
Fe.
Thank you.
It's my car, Santa Fe.
It's a dead.
It's a shitty car.
This is an on the spot read. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool.
When he popped the hood, he found a goddamn 7-foot, 20-pound python inside, looking right at me. He flicked his little tongue and kind of freaked out a little bit.
He's looking right at me.
See, that wasn't bad, right?
No, that was good. Motherfucker. Is he from the South?
It's Santa Fe. I figure the accent's close.
Yeah, right? Did the snake sneak varmint. In
a car? I didn't know a creepy old prospector found
right. I went in here looking for gold.
There's gold in them snakes.
It was a goddamn python, so I ripped it open. I found me some silver. Gosh darn it.
There's a lot of history in that trunk.
Alt and the woman called the police. Why do you call the police? What? No one knows how to call animal control, I've noticed.
Well, no one knows. They don't have a shortcut for
it. Who the hell knows that number?
Animal control needs a number. What is animal control's number?
Because, I mean, like, 911 will get you whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'm not getting the police involved for a snake. I mean, it's not like a cobra, like a spitting venomous cobra. It's a fight.
I mean, did I have a shovel at the time? I could take care of myself.
Lock the trunk, set the car on fire. Done.
It's a genuine fucking Toy Story moment.
No, you just said
there's a snake in my boot.
There's a snake in my boot.
That explains the voice.
Right. I mean, I don't, I'm not positive what it would do to the trunk. I'd probably fuck it up, but you just take your shotgun because you're in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and you're just like, bow, 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 and then you just deal with that snake.
Walk like an immigrant did it, and then you walk away.
Then you walk through the hot sun for miles upon miles and hope you make it.
Well, it's not going to kill your car, is it? It's
a shotgun
to the trunk?
Oh, I thought he was in the engine.
Oh, he's in the engine?
He's in the engine,
yeah. He's in the engine. Yeah, that's why you got a shovel. Just whack it a couple times.
Well, your car's not starting anyway, dude.
It's in the hood. That's where the engine is?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I don't drive. I know nothing about cars.
That question was just asked, everybody.
I know. I don't drive. No, I'm studying for my driver's test right now, actually.
It's in the boot.
Nice. Can I get in on that?
Sure.
How did that become the show's catchphrase?
Listen to Painted Black. Vroom.
Right. So what happened to the snake?
The catchphrase is obviously, you're cute. You're cute.
No, isn't it? I whip my hair back and forth?
No, it's suck it like a dick.
Right.
I like the sick bitch one.
Yeah, awesome. I'm a favorite of...
Applejack's bitch! Mikey.
Come back, Mikey.
All right.
I like seeing the sound effect list because I'm sitting next to Luke today.
So the... I thought the thing was in the trunk. Isn't the fucking motor?
Yeah, the shower probably gonna try to get warm.
Didn't that shit get cooked?
Exactly. That's exactly what it was trying to do. Very good. That's exactly what the
in the desert.
Surmised.
I'm not gonna lie. I've seen this exact story on Cops.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
The first time.
Terrible.
If I'm a cop, it's like you look like you have you need a snake charmer, bitch. I don't know. I'm out of here.
You have a hood full of delicious snake jerky now.
I was about to say, just hit with a shovel, eat it. You're fine. You're down south.
Well, okay. So the next
what we call vittles.
The next story is gonna make you kind of sad and angry all at the same time. So anyone who's come to my house and has met one of our friends, Pitbull, I've declared that the Pitbull is officially a black dog. I don't care if you're Pitbull.
Oh, it's definitely
is white.
A minority animal.
I want to say that the Rottweiler is up there too.
Maybe, but the pit bull is the one that's like, you got pit bull? We don't allow those in this city, boy. You got to get your pit bull out of here.
Also,
not in this town, boy.
Whatever
Snoop
Dogg turns
into. Foghorn Leghorn's a goddamn racist, apparently.
I say.
Well, get your goddamn black dog out of here.
Go back where you came, son.
Well, I have proof now that officially...
Excuse me, do you know how to get to town?
Yeah, it's back the way you came.
Oh, God. I forgot he didn't know all this stuff.
Yeah, it's the first time Eric's been on the show.
Great.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Jill. Go ahead.
It's fine. Keep laughing while you can because I'm really depressed.
Oh, man.
I have proof that officially the pit bull or any dog that resembles a pit bull be racially profiled and shot on the spot.
Well, I mean...
Quote,
Pitbull's are pretty fucking mean most of the
time. But here's the thing. I'm not going to ruin it for you, right? Here's the headline. Quote, unquote, vicious Pitbull fatally shot by cops was actually a black Labrador.
Oh,
well, I mean,
man.
That's somebody on the force's fault. They should really get down with their dog knowledge. Yeah.
If you're going to make it,
that is not even close.
The problem with
not
the cops was
close.
The dog was black.
Yeah.
That's how racist
right cops
at me.
Can
be.
He thought he was wearing a red bandana.
Did they plant a gun on
it? It was a fucking neckerchief, I swear.
That dog was carrying an ounce of coke on it and a gun.
Why is this dog sprinkled with coke?
It didn't want to leave no mysteries. It just sprinkled itself right before it got shot.
He's coming right for us.
That's not a pit bull. It's a Labrador. I just saw something black running out of me. I just shot, okay?
That was. That it's in the manual. It's in the cop manual.
Looked like a Snoop Dogg video. We had to stop it.
Yesterday morning, a police officer in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, got to use my French accent there.
Coeur d'Alene.
It's a real place.
Yes, heart of Arlene. Of Aline is what that translates to.
Idaho.
Idaho. The point is you're in Idaho. Shot and killed Craig Jones' dog. The cop approached Jones' parked van with his gun drawn. Ready to fire, apparently. And when he got close, he says a pit bull lunged at his face and he pulled the trigger. But Arfie was not a pit bull.
Arfie's Arfie. A bad dog to shoot. That's a cute name.
Yeah.
Arfie, who shot Arfie?
Arfie was not a pit bull. And according to Jones, he doesn't even have a mean bone in his body. He was a 2-year-old black lab in the very cute photo that I'm going to post on my Twitter account. My God, he's adorable.
To be fair, what, 2 years old in dog years is like, what, like 18 or something like that?
14.
14?
That's it was like, a no. child.
But like,
it was a boy.
It's true that black dogs don't live as long as the white dogs.
Jillian, why did you bring this story?
Right.
Because I want to call attention to the...
What did you ruin my day?
Arfie's dead.
Oh. This is horrible. Like, this is how bad segregation...
But his cousin Wolfie the pit bull is
coming. Play that Terminator music.
Jones says this still isn't even real to me. The owner of the coffee shop where Jones's van was parked called police because the white panel van matched the description of a car belonging to a child-luring suspect.
Any white panel van
don't drive that.
Resembles that description.
I was going to say, if you have a white van, you need to slap a logo on it or something. Just to get profiled.
I am not a pedophile.
Put a laundromat logo on
and
the side.
Anything. I would draw on it and be like, you can find me. I'm not a rapist.
Yeah.
I was thinking kind of like a baby with like the circle and the slash, but that kind of sounds like you're killing him.
Right? Or just like...
Babies that go into this thing don't come out.
That's a portable abortion unit.
I was about
that's
to say,
what I just saw.
I'm pretty sure free candy on the side would be a bad idea also.
Cat had just nodded like approvingly, like, I could get down with mobile abortions.
Like, I mean, it would save all the embarrassment of the fucking husband.
I was about to say,
not if you pull up in the van with the baby in the crosshairs. That's terrible.
It's like that giant cockroach on top. Like a dead baby just rolling back and forth.
Ryan, it wasn't crosshairs. It was like the Ghostbusters with the slap.
I know what you mean.
Still the baby's symbol. Like...
doing the peace sign.
You don't want that parked in front of your house when your teenage daughter gets knocked out.
I feel like Brian has played a lot of baby roulette in his life.
Look, yeah. if my teenage daughter had that parked in front of my house, at least I don't got to worry about
right.
anything like, more than my girlfriend getting my little baby girl getting stuff. I'm like, okay, honestly, you're a whore, but you're a smart whore. I took care of that.
I'm like, honey,
go to college.
Honey, how big of a whore are you? Should we just get you sterilized now? What should we do, sweetheart?
Yo. You have to dress like the Ghostbusters.
You let them raw dog it, you dirty bitch.
You'd have to get like one of those fucking old station wagons.
An Ecto-1.
An Ecto-1,
man. Name it something different.
The Bordeaux-1. Doesn't have the sounds, because that's impressive. You hear it coming down the block, like, oh shit, they're here.
Yes, all the lights. Mobile abortion could get big, you know?
Well, they come with
I'm
a giant
so glad
set
that
of
we
tongs.
Went from dog killing to abortion.
They
vehicles.
Had the proton pack with the vacuum.
Wait. I can
don't mix streams, dude.
About 10 years. Wait, I don't know if it still exists. About 10 years ago, because in Ireland, I don't know if it's still the case, abortion was illegal. So there was a ship that would go to the coasts of Ireland and other countries where abortion was illegal, and women would go on little boats over there onto the ships where they're in international waters, so it's okay, and have abortions on the sea.
Did they ever hear about like a staircase or anything?
Oh, they shot! No. The
they just take
is...
a fucking.
Yeah, how hard is it to pay a skinhead right. to sweep
I
the leg?
I was about to say.
You take a leap of faith off the Blarney Stone.
They're doing belly flop dives with a diving board.
To be responsible, the problem with that is that's not 100%. Instead, what you end up with is the baby who's a hunchback or mentally somehow.
No wonder there's a lot of those in fucking Notre Dame.
That's France, though.
They're fucking ringing bells and shit. At least they have jobs for them once they come out.
Job. Get away from my bell.
Once they come out all fucking derpy, like, yup. You're ringing the bell,
but
motherfucker.
Only one of them but there's only one. They have to, like, fight or something for the title. And it's like, oh, you get to ring the bell. You won.
I'll just be haunting this opera.
We only have enough food for one of you up there, so.
All right, I mean, I'm not trying to make the comparison, but there's a lot of rape vans, right? So, I mean, in turn, this should be the abortion van. take care of what the other van.
Way too many rape references in one show.
You know? Yeah, it's this like it's like a guy chasing like ambulances. Time. You know, it's like whoa. Yeah. Hey, I hear you have unwanted pregnancy.
Okay. I'm sorry for what just happened, but here's my card.
He's by like, the way, cash only.
He's right. Like walking around the park at night, like hanging out cards, like in case you need this. It's dark here. What?
So
a dog got shot.
Back
the card,
story.
The picture on the card is a baby in like a mixer. You know,
like the frog in the blender. A frog in a blender.
A blender, yes. A blender.
Oh man.
Okay, so because of the serious nature of the suspect he was potentially approaching, that's why the cop had his gun drawn. Because if there's
a dog getting shot too, like where we go off?
Pause. Because if there's a child being molested. Which means that there's a child in the van, I would have my gun drawn immediately. With the safety
off. I will second that. That's...
I mean, where's the backup? Like, if you got if they got a van that's like...
But dog's be in the car, right?
Yeah.
Dog's in the car.
So they're safe from dog.
Yeah.
They could take 2 seconds and be like, nope, lab.
I bet you the lab ran over super friendly, looked tongue out, like happy.
This guy just really hated dogs at the end of the story.
It's like, a black dog, shoot it!
Right between the eyes, perfect shot, boom, head blows out the back.
He's like, I'm a cat person!
Hello, pussy cats!
Well, the owner makes a point that if my dog is barking and wondering who's peering through the windows of my car, he doesn't care if you're a cop, an attorney, or President Bush.
Why that president? Because I'm the current president.
Exactly.
You want to make the dog barking at a black guy?
I was gonna say it hasn't got there yet. That's the problem.
I don't care if you're a cop, a president. I don't really give a shit.
In fucking Idaho,
or President Warren G. Harding,
Taft,
Secretary of State.
I don't care if there's Jimmy Carter out there.
I don't
there.
Care if Walter Mondale is knocking on the window.
The guy who. Is there any other weird presidents we could just name?
I don't know. Besides, like,
I call
Nixon.
Taft.
I don't care if it's Andrew Johnson, Andrew Jackson out there.
What's the first going time in that van?
It's the first time I ever saw lose.
Is this just me, or is this sound like Calvin Coolidge is outside my door?
That's primarily the one.
That was me doing an impression of a Futurama impression. So it's twice removed from the.
I actually have the Nixon. I actually have the apology from the cop to the guy.
And I guess I just picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
With the gun cocking.
The gun cocking finally worked.
Yeah, it really did. Oh, man. We knew you'd get it one day.
One day. All right. So is that the end of the black lab? I mean, it definitely was.
God damn it.
Oh.
The story.
I don't even think I should go on to sleeping homeless woman dies after driver... parks car on top of her now.
Homeless woman. I thought it was a big bird.
Now, are you sure he parked on top of her? She didn't crawl under there afterwards. Right. It just happened to die. She's homeless.
She's under a tire.
She was passed out. She was passed out. So
apparently he was too.
All right, since we're in it, Henrietta Regina Dixon, a 55-year-old homeless woman, was killed in St. Petersburg, Florida. Cats get one Florida story in. Mm-hmm. This week, when a driver unwillingly parked his car on top of her unconscious body, pinning her underneath. Police found Dixon's body in the condo complex parking lot the following morning when the resident saw her hand sticking out from under the car. Oh my God, can you imagine that commute to work? The start of your day is a little hand sticking out for
I think I just call out sick that day. I think it got a justified reason.
I have other things to do.
You knock on your neighbor's door. Can you help me get something out of my wheel?
She had apparently either fallen asleep or passed out in the parking lot space. The driver, Fatima Masood, will not face charges.
Terrorist.
By the way, the first time somebody named Fatima Masood since 9/11 has not faced charges. We're making progress.
She
people.
Went to Guantanamo Bay immediately.
Right. Yeah, hobos aren't people.
Where
Let's
were you on
9/11,
Fatima Masood?
What kind of car was this that he didn't feel her running her over?
What with really Fatima, good shocks?
Fatimas, they're both women. So.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, that explains a lot.
Explains everything, actually. I don't need any more of the story.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
According to police, Fatima heard a bump when parking.
She Did heard it make you her feel it?
Curious? No one's going to do the thunk thunk.
Corey, what were you saying?
I said that didn't make her curious. Well, we'll see.
She also heard.
Do you want to check out bumps in the night, Courtney? No.
But right. She found only Dixon's bag when getting out of the car.
To be fair, Courtney, when girls check out bumps in the night, that's when they need the mobile rape. The mobile. abortion man. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
When Fatima looked in the bag, she saw it was a full bag of clothing and other items. She just figured that that's what she hit, the bag. She didn't think there was a person attached to the bag.
Sam was going, get off me.
Right. This bag is full of blood. Weird bag.
She's making it really hard for us to argue that we're not bad drivers.
Dixon, and that's why I got my license. Dixon apparently had problems. This is a homeless woman. Had apparently had problems with drugs and alcohol and became homeless.
Surprise!
She didn't wake up when a fucking tire went over her head.
I thought she had shit together.
The ultimate high.
She had a graduate degree.
Yeah, man.
She was just about to bring it all back around.
A 750 credit rating.
She just graduated from DeVry.
She was just about to get out of the gutter.
She was doing a social experiment.
She became homeless when a friend she was staying with kicked her out for coming home drunk and belligerent. Technically, she was homeless before then. That's your friend's house, not yours. You're always homeless.
Way to speak ill of the dead, Jill.
That's why I'm a registered Republican for shit like that that comes out of my mouth. I'm sorry.
Contribute, bitch. You don't count.
And that's it for the news.
Alright.
Oh, that went some interesting places.
Yeah. A lot of rape.
Nazis, Disney characters. I liked it. Alright, let's do some stupid people.
Stupid people.
I thought I'd kick us off this week with a story about a local guy. This is a Long Island motorcycle rider named
Guy.
Named Jason Quick.
Oh. That's not a real name.
That's not a real name.
No, that is his name.
Firefighter named Johnny Blaze.
It's funny. It's actually super funny that you call attention to his name, because what happened was he's a 24-year-old guy. He was spotted running across Sunrise Highway in Mastic with his bike on the side of the road at 9:45 on Wednesday.
Like a motorcycle bike?
AM.
AM.
9:45 Early start.
AM. Yep.
That's rush hour.
His helmet was off, and he was disoriented, and cops grabbed him and started asking him questions. They said,
who are you?
They asked him, what's his name? He said, Jonathan.
Quick.
Well, that's not his name.
Quick. Johnny Quick.
Johnny Quick. Turns into the Ghost Rider. No, his name is Jason Quick. He replies, Jonathan. And they go, can you spell that for us?
Oh, God.
Nope.
J-O-N-A-F-A-A-N. I have not friends named Jonathan.
What kind of cocktail of drugs and alcohol is this guy on?
Well, let's see. I haven't gotten there yet. There's nothing about like alcohol. I think he was just in a car accident. Like he probably doing some illegal shit.
Illegal shit in a car accident?
Yeah, like in his bike. He's probably weaving through traffic or something. Fucked himself up.
That's not illegal. That's his dickhead
move. I mean, he could be popping a wheelie. That's pretty illegal.
Is that illegal?
Yeah.
The point is, if you're going to pick a fake name, pick one you can spell. Because he couldn't answer Jonathan. He tried
Bob.
Several times to answer the cop on, thank you, on how it was spelled. And eventually he just quit and said his name was Joseph.
Joseph Smith. I discovered Mormonism.
And then the cops, apparently because they were trying to figure out what he did, I guess, except why he was lying about his name, when they went back to their car to punch in his real name, he ran into the woods.
You're in a lot of trouble, mister.
Let's get the hell out of here. Yay, my favorite one.
So those two cops, they both went back to check his name? Or like, how did he get into the forest so fast?
Like, the cop's like, God damn it, why do we both go back to the car? We're supposed to watch a suspect. Like, me watch a suspect.
Was it the fucking cops from Futurama?
It was Police Academy.
Oh, yeah.
This is why Chief says no hugging.
These are the cops from Police Academy.
Mm. At least they're entertaining doing those fucking sounds.
What? Bob got go away.
Oh, I was talking about the black dude.
One, the black one.
Michael Winslow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess if you give them two fake names in a row, they're like, no way this guy's name is Quick. They're like in a huddle over there. Like,
my name is...
Motherfucker's lying.
My go-to name is Tim. It's really easy to spell.
Bud.
T-A-M.
My name is Johnny Football.
Her name is Charlie Motorcycle.
My name is Bud Innocent as Hell.
Wait, does anyone else here have a prepared fake name?
Yeah, Police. My name is Police.
Yeah. Mine was Kelly Taylor. And I stole the character from 90210. No one realizes it when you're black.
Wait, you have a real life. Fucking prepared story.
Oh, I do.
I had one when I meet guys in bars I didn't want to actually give my number to.
Right, let me tell you something.
Fake name, fake number, fake life.
You don't look like a Kelly Taylor, all right?
I sound like a Kelly Taylor, though.
Nah, I always used a kid I used to know. I was like, John Graybosch. And I'm like, why? Because I really like him. So I kept using his name for everything.
John Graybosch. Big fan of Graybosch.
All right, that's fucking...
It's an homage.
It's a convincing name. I'd be like...
Right. That's just identity theft.
I use your security number because I like that one too.
Everybody asks me, what's your name? John.
Right. John Graybosch.
Also liked his bank account.
All right. Any more stupid fucks?
Let's go to Oregon. I thought you guys might enjoy this. Police in Portland say they have arrested a 29-year-old man. Now, this captured my imagination, so paint a mental picture. Accused of running up to a police horse. Uttering what they call a karate-like battle cry. And delivering what a spokesman calls a jumping double kick to the horse's right foot. Yes.
Best guy of all time.
What do you like missile drop kick him with a double drop?
Now, he ran up yelling this.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
And I give him a double kick.
I want to hear the most convincing karate-like battle cry. What... I'm picturing a good, like... yeah, like a good Bruce Lee.
Tsunami!
Asian!
Chinese noise!
Please. Probably really like a...
Number one song. All
right. The horse's name was Olin, and didn't even notice.
Olin.
Notice? But I'm telling you, if they got a baseball bat, that horse would
be not a chance.
Well, Olin outweighed his attacker by over 1,000 pounds. Guy's name was Joseph Cruz. No reason why he did this.
Joseph Cruz. Here's the funny part. Puerto Rican ninja.
Was cousin he drunk? Of Johnny Quick. Or Jason Quick.
I got a theory. He was fucking.
Joseph possessed, double kick.
He was possessed by Stink Meter.
Nah, that horse stole, that horse like, stole his wife.
You ate a dick, nigga.
Right before he hit the horse, this was yelled.
What did you say, nigga?
Horse is like,
vroom. Alright, so it doesn't say if he was on anything. I assume he was, but here's the stupid part. Here's what makes this guy extra stupid.
Aside from kicking the fucking horse. The double kick to the horse?
I was on board with the kicking.
Is that the guy already had an arrest warrant against him?
For kicking a horse?
Unrelated arrest warrant is all it says. But don't call attention to yourself. Don't think you're making a getaway. I think that's what he thought he was doing. Like, I'm going to take out their transportation and make a getaway.
I'm the ultimate ninja.
He thought he was going to knock that shit out like Blazing Saddles.
He had a better chance of jumping on the horse and trying to ride it away. That's
if you were to double kick the cop off the horse
and land on it to take off, I ain't trying to chase that guy.
I mean, not if a guy double kicked me and land on my saddle. Right. That guy got like,
even.
He's just out.
Even if you take out a horse, the cop still has legs.
And a gun.
Right. You're not getting away.
But I feel if you double kick a guy off a horse, like you're shooting at him, he turns around and catches it in his teeth.
Yeah.
Like it's that kind of guy.
I'm just saying, like, if you go for the horse first,
you shoot the animal?
Oh.
Your own horse?
No.
Have you heard of chivalry?
Who kicks the horse.
Oh. He thought it was a
bad. That's a bad move.
We're talking about the guy. Cop. We're talking about the guy who jumps up, double kicks the cop off the horse, and then rides into freedom and just trots.
That could work. I could see that working.
That definitely worked.
Yeah.
Next super person.
All right. We have a chef, 31-year-old chef named Rob Griffiths, who had to leave his job because he has an uncontrollable fear of baked beans.
Man, I don't like beans. I'm out of here.
He has what is known as leguminophobia, which he claims was a result of his brothers throwing beans at him as a child.
Better question. Is he never worked with beans before? Why is he in a kitchen?
Why did he become a chef?
That's the whole point. Like, it's like, I don't work with beans. I don't even deal with them in my building. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
He specifically did not work at elementary schools to not serve Franks and beans, and he's getting it in this nice restaurant.
And worst part is he works at Chipotle.
Man, scoop your own beans, bitch.
I want black beans. Oh, no, you want the black beans, not the black beans.
Those are obviously the most scary beans. Obviously.
Not the pinto beans.
Right.
I should mention this comes from England, and he was a pub chef.
So breakfast was hard for
so
him.
So fish and chips.
What?
Like, what? Did they like endless fish and chips orders.
I was going to say, like,
I guess so.
The only thing I have ever found they in a pub
I was thinking was, bangers and mash.
Pub pizza.
That's
like,
Scotland, really.
No, no. The English food, it's like, what do you get? Stew and right. And no. Fish and chips.
Fucking potato soup.
And why are teeth Ireland. So bad when that's all they eat?
What's that?
They like Ireland. That over there.
They must have they really neighbors. Tough bread.
What's that goat thing they always eat over there?
The same
what?
People.
Haggis?
Haggis.
That's Scottish.
That's Scotland.
Hey, I don't know where the hell it
you
came
know how,
from.
Like,
wrong
we,
country.
How, that's where I was with bangers and mash. I'm like, wait, that's Scotland.
But you know how, like, we will eat, you know, Canadian bacon sometimes, and we will eat Mexican food because they're our
ham?
Neighbors.
I would like to eat some Mexican bacon.
They probably, yeah, right?
It's like rat.
Rat right, so rat.
How are you not playing the carne?
Very small bacon.
At first you had me. I'm like, Mexican bacon could be good. And then you're like, rat.
Okay, wait.
And
Lou,
I want to eat it.
Lou, Loki's starting to shake in my lap. You are offending the shit out of him right now.
With Mexican bacon?
I forgot that dog was in.
He, for those who don't know, Loki's a chihuahua.
Don't talk about my
That's actually Mexican bacon. We figured it out.
That's a chihuahua. He is shaking.
No, it's shaking with fear. He doesn't want to be cooked.
No, I don't want to be sizzle. Bacon.
It's carne de burro.
Oh, he calmed down a little bit the sound of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not dog. It's little.
Anyway, the guy says, I get shaky and I just have to run if they're anywhere near me, and that the staff had to prepare the beans while he hid in a closet in the back.
It's because he's a meth addict. Jeez. That's why he got shaky. He couldn't stand around that shit.
Like beans, dude? For real?
Damn.
Dude, it's an inanimate object.
Now beans, works beans as a window good... cleaner.
Oh, God.
Because he can't go near beans, which he calls... Orange devils.
Is that
yeah,
the...
If I always knew who that guy was, I would just throw beans at all his windows every day.
Like, is that the furthest thing you can get away from cooking beans? Is
I'd hire two
washer?
Little girls to skip rope outside of town and go beans.
Just like
beans,
he'd be on the side of the building, I'd be just pouring cans of beans down from this.
I like that Pete.
Throw a can of bushes through his window.
The two girls have to be twins, though. Like,
and yeah, white dresses.
Twins and white dresses.
I don't think it matters as long as you got beans at this
if
point.
If you could get them to be albino, that would be even
that
worse.
That would be creepy.
It doesn't matter what they said.
I'm just thinking the opening to the old Freddy Krueger TV series. Does anyone remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
One, two, Freddy's come
for. Just swap that
girls.
Out.
Let's get those girls in there.
Just bean lyrics.
The next day, he walked into a shopping center and with a shotgun and started shooting it up, being like, sometimes you gotta go a little legume.
I appreciate the use of the word legume in that.
Legume.
It's not a vegetable.
Try to see if there's anything else here. Scared of beans. Fuck them.
Scared of beans. Fuck them. Like them.
All right. We got two guys who got so high. Whoever says you can't commit, you don't commit crimes on weed. These guys got so high that they broke into a school.
Did they want chips? This is where the story's going.
Close. They had a handful of
oh
Dipsy Doodles.
No. You have no idea how close you are.
Churros, right?
Where can we get Dipsy Doodles? The school.
They stole the Fruit Loops.
Yes. I was thinking that's amazing. The little chocolate milks that are fucking really hard
that
to
that would be the one. Statin Steak'em.
Steak'em.
Like, this one just
it's like,
discovered.
Where do we get all the tater tots? I know a plethora of tater tots.
I know the mother load of tater tots. Giant government sized bags of tater tots and handfuls of Fruit Loops. Let's go.
So it's Logan Brown, 18 years old. Christopher Ramos, 20 years old. Couldn't buy beer or alcohol because they were too young. So they broke into the local K through 8 school and stole all the Fruit Loops.
Wait, they could afford to try to buy beer, but they couldn't just buy Fruit Loops? Yeah.
You bring up a valid point. Yeah.
You gotta follow your nose, dude.
That's what was happening.
You just gotta follow your nose.
They were following their nose straight to the rainbow. That's what
Toucan I was Toucan Sam, you son of a bitch. Toucan Sam is a drug dealer. I just realized that.
When the cops brought up that you could just buy cereal, they're like, what?
Pete, just follow your nose. Yeah. Get it? In the 80s?
Yeah, we got it.
You got the
wrong
drug. He likes
drug. Coke.
I'm not that drunk.
No, that I thought that was the cuckoo bird.
He's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right?
Or cocaine.
No, Toucan Sam was the ones like
following. By the
your
way,
nose.
Off topic, best cereal, real quick.
Wait, what? No.
We know Lou's Fruit Jacks.
Yeah.
Fruit Jacks.
Fruit Jacks.
Apple Jacks.
I was gonna say
No, he mixes Fruit Loops and apple
juice. We have confirmation of this.
What the
finally.
Fuck do you... All right, what do you
I'm
eat?
Not going to lie. I've mixed Golden eat? Grahams with Cap'n Crunch before, and it's pretty
one,
good.
You probably eat
that. That's delicious.
Kashi Goldie or some shit like that.
Guilty as charged.
Knew it.
I love Styrofoam cereal. Right. It's great
but
with milk.
I've never liked Fruit Loops.
I make my own natural granola by harvesting in the woods. And
it's very
with a
dry.
Steel cut open.
Yeah, I'm a Rasta.
Even when I add almond milk, it's super dry.
Fresh raisins.
Very twiggy.
And yeah.
Soy milk.
Rastafarians don't eat processed food, dummy.
I like, you know what I really like? I like CT Crunch and Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, I'll be a dummy. I'm having delicious cereal.
Not together,
I
separately.
Hate Fruit Loops. Yeah. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is definitely worth that.
And you know what? I'm like
that
maybe a little bit old, but
I
like Raisin Bran is a sweet cereal.
I just had a bowl today.
I'd rather have it crunchy, but I mean, if it's soggy, it's soggy. Yeah.
I'm a Fruity Pebbles guy.
Yes,
Fruity Pebbles ain't no joke.
I like
the Fruity Pebbles pretty good.
That's my go-to.
And I just want to say, the superior cocoa is crispy.
It's Pebbles, dude.
Crispies.
Nah, it's 100% Pebbles.
Crispies.
Pebbles is better than the fruity, the best fruity cereal and the best strong cereal.
Nah, man.
I can't believe I'll agree with you on the fruit. But not on the cocoa. That's Krispies all the way.
You know what the worst cereal is? Was it Kix or Kax? Whatever that fucking
Kix.
Terrible
Kix.
Cereal is.
Kids, dude. Come on.
Yo, that's the worst cereal ever. I had as a kid. I wanted to kill my mom when she brought that shit home.
I can fit 50 Kix in my mouth.
That's a weird talent that you figured out.
And that's why Lou married her.
No, Lou looks surprised. Lou's not like a what?
When did this come up? How was this contest?
It's a weird thing because Lou only needed about 25 Kix to fit in there.
Right. He's not wrong.
But did you count out the Kix before you put them in? Or did you like, you're
my
like one,
siblings
two?
Were, feeding, were counting them as I was stuffing them in my mouth.
I feel that's unfair because the initial Kix are getting soft.
Yes.
Wait, so this was like years ago?
You're just jealous.
You need to count.
This was Thursday.
Really, I was about to say, is this like a long time ago? Or is this like last week?
They were bored on the 4th.
I want to say I am jealous about how many little balls she had in her mouth. All right. Cereal? Next story? Like, what's good?
Right.
I think that's all I got. I have one that's stupid. Some people tried to
sell... that works right into the category.
Some people tried to sell heroin off over Craigslist, and guess what?
They got arrested?
Yeah. Probably.
What were their code words?
I was going to say, is it code words? Is it literally
why
heroin?
That's why I was kind of shying away from this one. I don't have
black
the ad.
Black tar heroin was their code word.
They're like, we got some stuff. It'll fuck you up. Come give us money.
You just look at the pictures of them, and they look like fucking drug dealers.
You down to get Scott Weiland, bro?
Brian, what was the line from the second season of The Wired about giving a handicap to white drug dealers?
Oh, yeah, watch The Wire. It's a good show.
He's not even going to ruin that shit for you right now.
The second season when they're doing the white drug dealers.
The white drug dealers weren't using code words, and then they were like, there's got to be a handicap to the white drug dealers.
I will say, all right, pretty good.
So
Idris Elba and
no, it's a solid show. It's a great show. Yeah, are we done with the stories then?
Yeah, not much there. You want to play a game?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
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 You know what? Right. Maybe when I answer you guys, like, oh, Lou, do you have anything?
Hashtag this.
That won't win.
This is going to be...
30 people just fucking disconnected.
I was going to say.
She's got the shit out of me. I've gotten multiple emails about, like, great clip.
Really? Have you? I was going to say, because...
That's a
Twitter,
lie.
Oh, liar.
Because Courtney's the only one who tweets us. That's it. I'm like, just tweet us anything.
I'm active on Twitter.
Even if you say you fucking hate me, I'll be like, oh, cool.
I'm active
cool,
on Twitter, and I
cool,
don't
man.
Tweet us.
Right.
All right, so let's review the
so Eric, I assume, doesn't know how to say it. Hopefully Courtney does because she listens.
I do.
Oh,
I'll
figure it out.
I'm going to read the story names again, the headlines, and then you're going to come up with the funniest Twitter hashtag you could to kind of sum up the story. So here we go. Here's the stories we're doing. We're doing, well, should we do the, let's skip the heroin one because we didn't have any information on it. We're going to do the Long Island motorcyclist who couldn't spell the word Jonathan. We have the man who karate kicked a police horse. We have the Craigslist heroin. No, I'm skipping that one. We have the stoned kids who broke into the school for the Fruit Loops. And we have the man quits job over baked beans. So we're going to start with the first one. Long Island motorcyclist tries to give cops bogus name but can't spell it.
Hashtag Strong Island.
Strong Island. Good start.
He seems like the kind of dick who would say that.
Hashtag bogus name.
I'm going to say hashtag Joe Everyman.
If you don't think you have to say,
you can pass. I'm thinking. Okay. I'm thinking.
Hashtag, what's that over there?
How do you spell?
Pit-a-pat.
Thump, 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 thump.
Hashtag fourth grade spelling bee loser.
I likes it.
Because we live here, I'm going to give Courtney the point. Because I hate that Strong Island.
Me too.
Strong Island G.
Right.
All right, next story. Man utters karate-like battle cry before kicking police horse.
Hashtag two-piece combo.
I like how you cross your arms after that. Like yeah. You're like B-boy stance. Like,
top that. Drop the mic.
Turn his back.
I'm going to say 2K hashtag Kia, bitch.
Kia.
Kia, bitch.
Mine was hashtag Haya.
Haya.
Hashtag Zomonte, bitch.
Yes.
Oh, shit. South Park reference.
Hashtag Kung Fu The Final Journey.
Ooh, wait, I'm between those last two.
Hashtag Catch has another one. Hashtag
Bing Bow. Hashtag down, forward, punch.
Nice. I'm torn on that one. Jillian, give me yours again.
Hashtag Buzon Monte.
That's the one.
You can't beat Randy. Unbeatable.
Unbeatable.
All right, next one. Let's do stone guys break into a school and steal the Fruit Loops.
Hashtag serial thieves.
Oh, man.
Quite literally.
Another classic Cats hashtag.
Puns.
Hashtag hungry dudes. Hashtag guys wanted Fruit Loops.
You know, when you roll your
hashtag
eyes,
I
you
need
say
milk.
Hashtag. Here's my hashtag. Mikey's gonna help me.
Applejack's, bitch.
The superior cereal.
Be funny.
I love it when those come into context.
They just like rip open all the Fruit Loops, dump on the floor, and stomp them out. Applejack's, bitch.
Anybody else?
Hashtag nobody stealing Malika Charms.
Yeah. Wrong cereal, but all right.
It's all right.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, hashtag tricks are for kids. It's like
hashtag.
Yeah, I want to use that too.
Hashtag kooky crisp.
Hashtag. What are we gonna do with all this milk?
All things I don't eat.
I'm surprised nobody did like the hashtag follow your nose followed by
hashtag can't get enough of those golden grams. Right.
We good?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to Applejack's bitch.
That's pretty much a point for Mikey.
Oh, man, Cereal Thieves, that's a solid pun right there.
I'm sorry, when a sound clip comes together.
I know.
Let's do Chef.
You know, Lou gets bailed out so much by his sound.
Let's do
You could have been like, hashtag, oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
I could have.
Yeah. Boom, yummy?
Right. That's true. Well,
I'm guessing you're about to get hashtag.
That nearly is enough.
Sound bites. Let's bring that up. Let's do it, Jeff. Lou.
Let's do it, Jew. Wow. Lou,
you know what? You're just like Jew yourself. You're all Jew.
My God. What the fuck is going on?
That's a Freudian slip, is what it was.
He's getting so my goddamn cheap. Drunk.
He's like, this Jew motherfucker stole another hashtag.
Cheap bastard. All right.
Brian's all right. Getting my next contact one. Drunk, is what he's doing.
Next one.
Man quits job because of fear of baked beans.
Hashtag when Mexican jumping beans attack.
It's the unrecognized sequel to Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Yep.
They are the scariest beans.
I mean, if you're going to be afraid of a bean, the one that jump at me is the choice.
I'm glad you didn't go black beans. Thank you for being racially sensitive.
Okay, well, I'm gonna do the Lou. Hashtag.
Boom! Yummy!
Oh.
He's afraid, man.
I said that for you.
Maybe hashtag beans the murderous fruit? I don't know.
They didn't murder.
I like anybody? That.
They could
this guy is very afraid of them, though.
Okay, not bad.
Okay.
I was going to say hashtag not a magical fruit.
Oh, see?
That's the one that makes the most sense, I think.
Improving the idea. Jillian?
I'm shopping. I have nothing.
Okay, she's on Amazon.
Right. Bloomingdale's, bitch.
I'm giving that to not the magical fruit, which actually means Courtney wins with 2 points.
Wow. That's the last one?
She was at home listening, training.
Right.
Training.
Nice. Focusing.
Yes.
Here, we'll give you a little victory song.
That was the best.
Especially since you can fit 50 cereal pieces in your mouth.
Woo, that's a lot.
Cereal! I want to just keep this going for the rest of the show, almost.
I almost want to challenge that record, but I don't think I could do it.
I don't think you want to be known as
I don't
want to
be known as that guy.
I know what we're doing tonight.
100 cereal pieces.
Man,
I'll
stuff as much shit in my mouth. Right.
So I will fit 50 frosted mini wheats in there.
That is your epic amount of frosted mini wheats.
My mouth gets dry after one. Good luck, sir.
It's like your throat's gonna be twiggy and dry, bro. Like,
I mean, those things fucking cut your mouth too. You,
wow. Yay.
They're the most razor blade cereal you could possibly.
Just send this motherfucker to the ER afterwards. Like, what happened
to
him?
My mouth is so cut up.
It must have been a fucking mini wheat eating contest. Like, fucked him up.
All right.
Time for our next game in honor of the World Cup. We've been doing the ongoing. What did we call it? That was your cue.
It's called Living in America.
Living in America.
Is it not working? I'll just mouth it.
I must have. I deleted the file.
Living in America.
All right, so let's go.
All right, that was anticlimactic.
That's pretty good, I think. I mean, for
America,
I'm pretty good at mouthing songs.
All right, well, the point of the game is to realize who knows the most about other countries that we may not know much about. So I will ask a series of questions about a country, and you guys give me your best, worst, or funniest answers. And we'll see who's the most American. Tonight's country, Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Oh, yes.
Bugs will lay eggs in you, and they'll hatch when you get back home.
Costa Rica.
Just want to point out, eliminated by Brazil.
Yes.
Whatever. All right. Let's start with, what is the capital of Costa Rica?
Costa Rica City.
Dangerous mosquito bite.
Costa Pequeño.
I kind of like that. It was his commitment with the hands.
I mean,
Costa it is Pequeño.
The dedication.
So small, so spicy.
Costa Pequeño.
It's Poncho City.
Poncho.
It's super rainy there, dude.
It could be.
Poncho City is also the president.
Right next to fucking Vila Town.
The correct answer, San Jose.
Damn it.
That's in California. That place is in California, dude?
I feel like I could have guessed that if I tried.
Costa Rica, California.
Luckily, Ken's not here to back his way into winning all the right answers. Like,
yeah,
right?
I'm hesitant to even mention this one, but official language.
Spanish?
Y'all want a good point?
Spanish.
Donkey.
Donkey.
The Spanish.
Yes!
The
Spanish.
The official
language. Is
Costa Rican
the language?
Yes, it is.
It is now.
It is not a language.
They all speak.
I'm slowly unraveling.
Ricky
I'm
Martinos.
Sure there are natives. We'll call that Costa Rican. Is what I'll argue.
Martinos.
They walk
up
right to each other.
They speak Imperibonics.
I would love it if that was true.
Imperibonics might be the language that is spoken. Costa
You're like, Rican. Hola, motherfucker.
Hola, motherfucker.
Apparently, motherfucker is the mortar of Ebonics.
That's all I...
It's like, Ebonics, yeah. I'll have another motherfucker.
It's right. Carne de burro.
Of course, it's Spanish. It is Spanish. What is the predominant ethnic group of Costa Rica?
Natives I will give you Spaniards.
I will give you a couple suggestions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or do you just want to
I know.
Down.
Just answer. Okay.
Poor people.
Poor people.
I'm going to have to go with midgets.
Midgets.
Basic. Broke midgets.
Right. Broke midgets. Number one answer.
Idgets.
Yeah. I must say, ladies of the evening.
Oh, my. He does the voice.
So it's prostitutes.
Right.
Ew. Who does?
That's the thing.
Go back to your family.
That's half of them. Half of them are tots, and half of them are like elderlies.
We're talking about the legal age for sex is like 13 or something like that.
Wait, you're getting ahead of the questions.
Legal age of sex is not even in question.
We haven't gotten to exports yet.
Ladies of the night.
What's legal age? What are you talking about?
Right.
Do the ladies in the room have an answer?
Good housekeepers.
Good housekeepers.
Yes.
I hate Spaniards right now.
We love mop and blow.
Okay.
What was the question again?
Lemon pledge.
Predominant ethnic group.
Spaniards and natives mixed together.
It is actually 65% white.
What? No way.
Well, we had to go somewhere.
What it is those golden parachute tax evaders that's moving down the fucking next Costa Rica.
They're all moving up. We're all going down.
Brian, can you please get this dog off me?
Just put him down.
Yeah.
Put him on the floor.
Just put him down, Jillian.
He's getting a second base right now.
Oh, yeah.
He unbuttoned my shirt.
All right, well, put him down and move on, Pete.
Okay, let's do... We got a couple complicated ones. Let's go with El Presidente. What is the name of the president of Costa Rica?
El Jefe.
Yes.
El Camacho.
El Camacho.
President Camacho. Yo.
Beer me, scrub.
Beer me, scrub.
Man, that's a... El Jefe really nailed it. Fuck. I don't know, man. You guys, the ladies have anything?
Juan Valdez.
Juan Valdez.
His oily skin.
I'm going to say the president is... Senor Dos Equis.
I want to change my answer. It's Enrico Palazzo.
Enrico Palazzo. Enrico Palazzo. The Naked Gun reference. I like
it. Points. Antonio.
You're giving that points.
Points. Buku points.
Okay. If you could come close, what is the population of Costa Rica?
500.
200,000 pesos.
I'm going to say 100,000 people. And I'm not going to do my women joke again. He's waiting for it. I don't know.
It's
50,000 donkeys.
It's 4,000 people, 12 houses.
Donkeys.
Okay. A house is a higher echelon person in Costa Rica.
You overestimate my friend. It's nothing but broken down buses.
400 Costas and 800 Ricans.
Right. Jillian's shopping again, so I won't even ask.
I gave my answer, I just don't remember it.
Alright, next.
Describe the Costa Rican flag.
It's a donkey.
I think I actually know this
it's
one.
It's a donkey. In a navy blue,
I think the real
rhinestone
answer...
studded background.
That is so wrong.
I think I can't real... even
begin but to tell so you. Pretty.
It's a guy sitting against the wall with a giant sombrero sleeping.
That's Mexico, buddy.
Yeah.
Same place.
You racist fuck.
Alright. It's a bunch of Costa Ricans giving handshakes to Spaniards while they look behind and snicker.
Well, I just want to know what the Costa Rican handshake is.
We don't. I call it the Costa Rican handshake.
He needs something to draw this week,
right? I'm gonna say. Well, I think the real answer is it looks like Puerto Rican flag, only like backwards.
Good Describe answer. The Puerto Rican flag then.
The triangle, the star, and some stripes.
Incorrect.
Really.
Correct answer. Right,
so the correct answer is
it's a blue stripe.
A bunch of bonos.
Then a white stripe. Then a red stripe. Then a white stripe. Then a blue stripe.
Gay.
They took our colors.
Okay. Well.
Gay.
Lame.
They okay. took our jibs.
They took our jibs.
The Costa Rican handshake.
They took his jaw. He took it, girl.
One more. Where's the cockadoodle do come in?
Okay, the Costa Rican handshake.
They didn't break his jaw.
I got the Costa Rican handshake is both guys get like super close. They grab one butt cheek and they Eskimo kiss.
Oh, that is dirty. That is so foul.
I mean, it's a lot cleaner than other handshakes I've heard about.
But no, but it's very stone. So Becky. It's very stone faced. It's like. But you're saying no to each other.
A stiff nose.
Eskimo,
it's more of an aggressive.
Yes.
And Eskimo kisses at night.
Awful song. Let's go.
All right, let's go with currency. What is the Costa Rican currency?
Oh, that's a good
pack
one.
Mules.
It's shells. She sells.
rare diseases.
Small children.
Cocaine.
Oh my God.
Cocaina.
Cocaina.
Whale husks.
All right. All right. I'm just tallying.
I don't know. Dog hides. Oh my God. They're all their clothing's made.
Beard
of.
Hair.
Right. I'm giving points to both. All
right. Nice.
Recycled Pepsi cans.
Glasses with glasses with one lens missing.
Shit, I gotta give that a point. All right, let's
Monopoly pieces.
How many countries? I think this may be the last one, unless you guys can think of others.
Yeah.
But how many countries has Costa Rica declared independence from?
Five.
Two.
All of them.
The Costas.
All of them? I like that one.
The Costas and the Ricans.
I was going to say all of them. Asshole.
We had a piggyback.
I mean,
right.
I'm going to go with zero. There's still somebody's bitch.
That could very well be true. We did not know. Look it up on Wikipedia.
You know what's sad? My high school did a trip to Costa Rica every year, and I don't know this answer.
That sounds like a shitty trip.
Dip down.
I didn't go, did I?
Wow. All right,
did
kids,
I go?
Please stay get on the bus. We're going to the third world.
Was that the trip?
Bus? Hi, I went to boarding school. It's called first
did
class.
Did you go with the getting gay with kids?
Getting gay with kids is here.
All right, what is the...
Five.
Damn, that many people out of their hand in Costa Rica?
Someone's hit five, right?
I hit it.
So now for the tally.
Yes!
What were the national export?
I don't see that here.
Women.
It's called an overpriced education.
I actually...
Overpriced in Costa Rica?
It's orphan tears.
No, my education, that I knew the exact number.
Oh, I thought
number.
You were saying that's the export. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you go for like $1,000.
The export is botched plastic
I don't
surgery.
Have,
you come out a doctor
I don't have,
and a dentist.
Export, but I have religion. You guys want to do the number one religion?
Oh. Catholicism or Santeria.
Okay.
Did we say the same thing?
Yes. Catholicism and... I said Catholicism and Santeria.
And Santeria.
I did say
it's our... It's George Clooneyism.
It's wow.
They all praise
the
all praise on to him.
The flat world waterfall god.
What? I
it's playing dice with the new chicken bones.
Dominoes.
They always come up.
Dominoes.
Dominoes.
I like it.
Wow.
A box of dominoes.
Dominoes, bitch.
Yeah, everyone.
I'm yelling domino.
All right, you guys want
answer.
The scores?
Let's get the tally. Let's see. All
right, most correct answers. Honest to God, correct, proper answers.
What was the answer to the last one?
Oh, Catholicism.
Yay.
Santeria is not in there.
Really? All
right, but I'm got Catholicism.
It's Catholicism, Protestantism.
Catholic.
Irreligion, Buddhism, and then 2.2% other.
They have Buddha there?
They got a little Buddha. They got a little Buddha everywhere.
I would say that. Buddha's everywhere, baby.
I thought they were
He's
fucking
everywhere.
Still, like, worshipping Quetzalcoatl or something.
Totem poles.
Right. All right.
So most correct answers wins goes to Jillian with three actually right answers.
Wow.
Hi, overpriced education. I win Painted Black podcast quiz.
Or that's what happens when you try.
I didn't try. I'm drunk. I'm drunk.
Most flat out wrong answers is a tie. Between Brian and Lou.
You gave a right answer?
I don't remember.
No, I'm talking like the most off the ball wrong shit.
Well, we try here.
And the answers that made me laugh the most is also a tie between Brian and Eric.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had some gems. Nice. So you guys are this week's real Americans.
Some real beats there. Give me some highlights.
That's not the right song, is it?
What's happening?
It's a long intro, this.
We are just American. Getting funky.
Ow!
Costa
Rica.
Oh, yeah.
America.
Ow, ow. All other countries are inferior.
I love you have to find the actual song for
this. All right. All right.
Fine, this is on my playlist. All right.
No, can we...
I gotta re-record that next week.
Can we take a quick break?
Yeah.
I'm gonna explode. And we're back.
Boy. And Lou peed.
Woo.
You know what it's time for.
I feel 10 pounds lighter.
You know what it's time for.
price of admission, G.
Yeah, bitch.
All right, first movie this week. One I do want to see. Gary Oldman in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
He's a lead in that?
He's a lead in that.
Is James Franco in it?
Is Caesar in it?
Caesar is. Franco, no.
Oh, well, thank God.
Shut up, Brian.
What?
His brother's better.
I'll take either one. Either one. Franco?
I wasted a lot of my 20s crushing on James when Dave is where it's at.
Either one. I'm an Ivy Leaguer. I go for other Ivy Leaguers. Yale degree.
I liked him in Neighbors. He was funny in Neighbors. This is a 2-hour, 10-minute action, science fiction.
Monkeys.
Monkey movie.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like apes? Planet of the Apes.
The people that have to fight them in that movie.
Black people. Black people kind of have a problem with apes.
Do you have a problem with apes?
Or yeah.
The white people have a problem with apes.
No, we kind of have a problem with the comparison. And that's why we have a problem with apes.
Ooh, that's fucked up.
You have a problem with the comparison, but you know those racist white folk can't tell the difference.
Why is my cock dung gotta be a big gorilla?
Are you defending the racist white folk?
I'm not defending them. I'm saying they're the ones who hate them more.
No, I'm saying we hate them more because we get compared to them.
White folks are the poachers, I think.
True.
Those fucking Curious George hats and shit. Old timey mustache.
Curious George is my dog.
Yeah.
The man with the yellow hat was a slave owner.
True. Very true.
Curious George looked like,
God damn it.
Curious mess?
The owner of Curious George was really big in Mandingo fights. I like that to be known.
All right, let's get off this. Let's talk about the awesome movie
Curious
I want to see.
Curious George is not racist.
All right, so it's the follow-up to the last one, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which I loved.
That first one was super epic, man.
That's a good movie, right?
Yeah.
No, this one's going to be like a war. It's going to be a lot more action, I believe.
A growing nation of genetically involved apes led by Caesar is threatened by a band of human survivors of the devastating virus unleashed a decade earlier. They reach a fragile peace, but it proves short-lived as both sides are brought to the brink of war that will determine who will emerge as Earth's dominant species.
Okay.
We're going to play a little of the Rotten Tomatoes game, Lou, if you will. Again, the goal, get as close as you can to the critic score of the movie without going over.
I want to say 85, man. I think this is going to be pretty good. I think it's the first one was epic in every way, and the second one looks like they even brought it to the next level. I'm going to say 85.
So you got an 85 for you.
Who's starring?
We got a couple people here. We have a Jason Clarke, who I don't know who that is. We have a Gary Oldman. We have a Kerry Russell. We have a Andy Serkis.
Oh, Felicity's back? Felicity?
I don't think they call her Felicity anymore.
Yeah.
She's on The Americans. That's right.
True.
She's having kind of a resurgence.
Felicity.
The only other name I recognize is Judy Greer. I believe she plays a monkey.
Oh, that's the girl from Archer.
Yes.
And like Kitty from
Arrested Development.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I should first mention the real person she was instead of the cartoon voice.
Because the
cartoon voice
where,
is way,
like,
way sweeter.
You think everything with her just falls apart?
Yeah, she's been a lot. She's been canceled.
She's TV show poison.
Oh, yeah. And right. Joybreak wasn't that good.
Your box office poison, Joan.
So anyway, Brian's got an 85.
48.
Oh,
48?
Wow.
That's
low.
That
is low as
fuck.
Ooh,
that's a cut in half.
82.
Not an ape fan.
That's an actual Rotten Tomatoes guess.
82 for Jill?
82.
Okay. Comes down to you two.
Not a lot of star power, so I'm going to say 60.
90. 60. What'd you guess? 85? 85. I'm going to go 86.
For the win!
I respect it. Hey, Brian.
He did it. It's a 91.
I was about to say 91. I literally was about to say that.
he Brian'd you, dude.
Yeah. I deserve it, I feel. But come on, guys. That movie's going to be good, man.
Just no stars.
Do critics really take to that stuff? That's what I was thinking.
Right.
Monkeys? Yeah, they fucking love monkeys.
The critic score is a 91. The audience score is a 93.
Wow.
This sounds like a good movie. Plus, the poster is a monkey riding a horse holding an AK-47.
Oh, it's awesome! It's the most awesome poster I've ever seen.
If he was shooting laser out of his eyes,
pew,
game
pew,
over,
pew.
Man. 100%.
And there's sharks in the background.
Man. And I'm dragging.
Sharks and unicorns. You get both.
I was about to say, you got to be on a horse that's riding a dragon flying through the sky.
Wearing an American flag.
A horse that's riding a dragon?
Yeah.
A unicorn. You're on a horse that's
riding a dragon.
Take out that horse. Put in a velociraptor. We're going full internet here.
I want my dragon to have velociraptor feet.
Horse with claws. I love.
All right, and then I think that movie's going to be pretty epic. The first one was great. Way beyond my expectations.
I may go see it tomorrow if anybody wants.
I didn't see that first one, so.
I get on that.
The first one?
You're talking about the one
it was
previous to this?
Yeah, James Franco and
I didn't
monkey.
Get to see it.
No, it's with Matthew Broderick. It's Project X.
Way that back. That is way, way back.
The plot was that it was the dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
I didn't see that.
It just started. All right, next movie. I didn't hear about this one until later, and it's an interesting concept. It's called Boyhood by Richard Linklater.
I've heard
I
of
did
it.
Hear about
I've
this
heard
one.
Of it.
This is a movie filmed over 12 years about childhood, starring the same kid for 12 years.
Wow.
So it's
called How I Got Molested.
Literally, all the actors participated in this movie for a 12-year time span.
They were locked up.
Yeah. Again, it stars Patricia Arquette, Ethan Hawke.
Fucking Patricia Arquette?
That's Nathan the real Hawk? Girl, not...
12 years ago,
girl,
they
real,
were way bigger. Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Not,
like,
not
holy
real
shit.
Real versus not real. I mean, the born...
She was born a female.
By the end of the movie...
Physically. Born physically
No, that's
a
not Patricia
that's
Arquette.
The wrong Arquette.
No, yeah. Alexa Arquette's a woman.
Alexa Arquette, yeah.
It's the one who's born mentally female.
By the end of the movie, the child is more popular than the actors.
His name is Coltrane LR.
That's not a fucking chance. Like, his name's Coltrane.
Honey, that's on the baby
Colt,
list. There's Coltrane.
Who names their child Coltrane? That's a character in Gears of War. You don't have a child named Coltrane, so very.
Yeah, I aborted our baby, honey. We know that.
I'll name my.
Oh my god.
I didn't. I'm joking.
I have no
Coltrane. How could you?
First of all,
the van with the baby in the X rolled up.
First of all, you could have named the child anything but Coltrane. I would have been cool with it.
No.
But if you,
you
aborted Coltrane, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
For real.
I'm saying if I had a child out of wedlock with him, he wants it named Coltrane, boy or girl.
I will 100% name my child Coltrane.
I know that.
Nah,
see?
you're a Baird fan. Frosty Tips.
I am, but I'm also
save it for A Squad, boys. Save it for A Squad.
Every time I'm just like holding my baby, like, whoa,
that would be sweet.
Anyway, this is a 2-hour, 45-minute movie.
A fucking 3-hour movie with Ethan Hawke. Zero.
Filmed over 12 years with the same cast. I'm gonna kind of cut through this.
Zero.
Linklater's Boyhood is a groundbreaking story of growing up as seen through the eyes of a child named Mason, who literally grows up on screen before our eyes. Starring all those people I mentioned.
Didn't we already see this in a Jim Carrey film?
The Truman Show.
Yeah, but this is like... They
for
legit
real?
Took
for
them
real?
Years.
For real? They do this for real? This
really real.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, for real. I'm going to wait to see what Eric says, and then I'm going to say one more.
I'll tell you what. Instead of just calling him out, we're going to start with Lou.
I think critics go nuts for this shit. So I'll say 85.
85. Courtney?
I'm going to go 62.
62, low balling. Eric?
Let's see what you're going to
63.
Say. Well, 64.
64 for Brian.
Just say 65.
And Jillian?
I watched the price right.
87.
Hope you hit it exact, Eric.
Well, you could have just kept climbing. 87 is a good number. This movie is at 100%.
Whoa.
What?
Wow! Good for that movie.
That's bullshit because it's way too
now, I want to point out. I want to point out. Critics score, 88. I mean, that's the audience.
87, 88.
I got that wrong.
Boom.
Critics, 100.
Oh.
Audience, 88. So I feel like maybe the critics were like, well, it took 12 years to film. A little hoity-toity bullshit.
A bunch of white critics said that.
Critics love that shit.
High-five me.
Yeah, like I said, critics.
White people. Right. And one black guy who's hoity-toity.
Now, because that movie was at 100%, I feel it's appropriate that the next movie we bring up is a Nicolas Cage one.
Yay! Oh yeah,
Mickey, little
National
Mickey,
absolute zero, strong 95 that, coming here.
Oh wait, that's the title of his next film, Absolute Zero. Well done, honey.
Absolute Zero.
That's it's a documentary.
But he can see the future. How could he lose?
Wait,
I want to go on record. My sister's screen name when she had the first version of AOL was Nick Cage 88. That's how hardcore into him she was.
Yeah,
I love it.
No,
too.
Whoa! I'm not done with this.
It evolved into Chiclet Teeth.
Is she still into Nicolas Cage?
I think she's into Nicolas Cage, like The Rock, Nicolas Cage. Like 95, you know.
Put the burning down.
I like that movie, though.
Uptake.
It's a great
good movie.
It's
Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Yeah. My wife is the prom queen.
That movie was good, but you watch it and you're like, fuck, I wish it wasn't this douchebag.
Seriously.
Like, it would be Family a million times better.
Put the bunny down.
Oh, what a piece of shit. Like, if I could kill rocket, anybody, man. Like...
I love Elvis Presley and I married his daughter. Sorry.
I like
that was really dance. Creepy to me that he had such an Elvis Presley like yeah. like he wanted he's like yo I'm just gonna marry his daughter that's the greatest gift I can
well that's give. A dude who obsesses
let's
he,
not pretend.
He loves Elvis he marries his daughter he loves Superman his name is Kal-El
mm-hmm. let's not pretend creepy. Though that Presley chick wasn't cute though
no that's not the point that he just
she's nice she's
she could have been butt ugly he still would have done that shit
he is a chiclet tooth baldo.
A chicken teeth baldo?
Yeah, like, right. Come on. He's lucky he got with the Presley bitch.
All right, let's go into the movie. The movie's called Rage. And the intro to the description is funny to me.
That's how I felt after the movie.
That's me.
Paul McGuire, in parentheses, Academy Award winner, Nicolas Cage.
He won an Academy Award for what?
For leaving Las Vegas.
Jesus.
I just liked
how him. And then Matthew McConaughey just tear down the Academy people.
I feel like they have to say that. He's a respectable businessman and loving father living a peaceful life until his violent past comes back to haunt him. When his teenage daughter is taken from their home, Paul rounds up his old crew to help find her. By any means necessary.
Wait, this is Liam Neeson.
I was about to say, we've already seen this movie.
Pause. Is this history of violence taking a step too far is what it is?
Let's go into the cast.
No, I will say, real quick, I saw Nicolas Cage's Taken ripoff. It was called, like, Stolen.
Yeah. Grabbed.
It was really...
Took it.
It was pilfered.
Really fucking bad.
That's a Daniel Craig version.
It's super British.
Wait.
And then a very specific set of skills. I'm going Bamboozle. To find my daughter.
I hope you can brew a perfect set of tea, because I'm coming for you.
Put the crumpets in the oven and pour the tea. You better have some biscuits out.
You better be a proper criminal.
We're
going to
have a proper row, aren't we? Anyway, it starts Nicolas Cage, Danny Glover, and Peter Stormare.
Danny Glover?
Danny. I don't know who Peter Stormare is. Not dead yet?
I know.
I'm too old for this shit.
He was old when Predator 2 came out.
He was old when Lethal Weapon came out. Right. He was a retiring cop.
He was old back when Gary Busey wasn't all derpy and shit.
Derp. Whoa. Gary Busey got better with age.
That's the word.
He's
of the
way
day.
More interesting now.
Derp.
Did anyone see the
derp.
Show The Leftovers?
That ratchet.
In The Leftovers, like everyone gets like disappeared, and one of the people that was disappeared was Gary Busey. Everyone's like, "There's no way it's the Rapture. Gary Busey would disappear. There's no way he was part of that."
All right, this movie is an hour and a half, and it's directed by Pablo Cabezas.
Pablo Head.
Famous for his classic films Neon Flesh and Spanish Movie.
Oh, those gems.
Damn.
There's a movie called Spanish Movie?
Yes.
Nicolas Cage.
Came as a surprise to me, too.
Nicolas Cage, director Pablo Head's Two.
Damn. Well, I can't guess zero now.
Let's go the other way around. Let's go Eric.
That's not the other way around at all, but...
No, we went this way before. Now we're going this... We're going counterclockwise.
We're
going
to go with whatever I say. He's going to one-up me, so...
He went two.
No, he went two.
He said two.
Seven.
Give me some room. I hope it's a six.
Solid bid.
36.
Whoa,
you outbid it by 35.
I will give you a little wiggle room and go 11.
Wiggle. Give him that big wiggle.
Jillian?
Do you think I was paying attention? I just bought a Gucci bag and I'm playing with Frosted Mouse.
All right. She says 100.
Yeah.
She's way off.
Do you want to just say a number?
92.3.
No.
Just say a number between 1 and 100.
78.
11. Okay.
Oh. Good. You're way off.
Damn it! I was right
Lou,
on.
What was
hilarious.
Yours again?
11.
And that means you win. Because this movie's a 15.
Oh! You
know what that means.
Wait, you didn't win the whole thing. All right, play your thing. Right. Play your thing.
What you can't see is this is the most amazing dance I've ever seen.
Doing the biggest. It's weekly business for us.
This is the man that I sleep with.
Jazz hands.
Did he do jazz hands while he has sex?
I was going to say, is it always in the dark?
Yes.
Always coming.
He's like, pardon me, girl. It's just a Chattanooga choo-choo.
I guarantee you, at least one that's
scary as fuck.
He jazz hands it on top.
I go in there and I'm like,
he jazz hands when he finishes.
I'm like, this just in. The train's coming into the station. Woo!
Pardon me, but he doesn't leave any surprises. I'm gonna have the worst nightmares.
I've gotten that stuck in my head while having sex.
Pardon me, girl. It's time to pull out.
And we get towards the end, it's...
There's no mustache like my father's mustache. That's the biggest mustache in town.
Did anybody see that Million Ways to Die in the West movie?
No, not yet.
All mustache joke.
Oh, really?
The whole movie is a mustache joke.
All right,
they have a mustache song. Nice. You're going to have to watch it, Lou. So, three-way tie. No clear winner.
What's the
three-way? That's what most of our games are. Just Jill, no clear winners.
Jill,
just
Lou, and Eric all got a point.
You got a point, Jill?
Yeah, I got a point. I was dead on one of them, or 1 point off.
All right.
Yeah, we don't... The points never matter.
Points don't matter. It's just... It's the journey, not the destination.
Well, the points... It got there,
what are you talking
bitch.
About? I won. I'm the W.
you didn't win shit. All right,
George.
It's a three-way tie. It's a three-way tie,
I'm the W.
Bitch.
Nah. Mine was more better.
Everyone gets a trophy these days.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
Participation trophies all around.
No,
I don't want
fuck
that shit.
We will play until someone dies.
I got a trophy for watching the game.
The trophy is a set of, like, a smiley face.
I'm not
you
gonna
are
lie.
Hilarious.
If, I was if someone gave me a trophy for participating, I'd throw it at them. I'd be like, yo, I participated.
No, he and I are the opinion that you play until someone dies to avoid that situation.
I want you on steroids. Like, if you're playing a sport.
If we got to that point, yeah.
You gotta earn some
it.
Shit.
Do it.
I feel that the only true sport is American Gladiators.
Wow.
Ice.
Yes.
You need a name like Laser.
Ice.
Blazer and Taser and Mazer.
And Ice.
Nah, all arguments should be settled on the aggro crack.
No.
My God. Yes. Or the Hidden Temple. Oh, yeah. All arguments go into that.
Do you have it?
Or
I don't know,
back
man.
Back to American Gladiators.
American Gladiators was the most intense. You had to fight.
Did you not see the mega aggro crag? That shit rained rocks.
Yeah, but you see Nitro?
There was hell on Earth, Lou. All
right, so you had to dodge large foam pieces. In American Gladiators, you had to fucking fight Reuters.
When I was seven, those were not foam pieces.
Dude,
they were rocks.
Anything hosted by Mike O'Malley can suck a dick.
No, wait. That chick whose name Lace, I was like, is that ironic? Her name is Lace?
They were not females.
They were
halflings. They were half females.
There was Lace. There was Ice. There was Secret Dick in My Pants. There was a crazy amount of the women gladiators.
Phaser, Blaze, Amaza.
And a large clitoris.
There was also Rhonda.
Rhonda.
Pam.
You do snoo snoo.
All right, man. So let's
I had snoo.
Yeah, I. There was
remember, we're booth 583.
Booth 583, New York Comic Con. Speaking of, San Diego Comic Con's coming up soon.
We won't be there,
but
don't check us out.
There. I look forward to it every year to see what's coming out of there.
Good stuff.
I wish I could go. That seems just like a lot of fun. Like I hear there's going to be Batman versus
we
Superman
had a 3-year
announcements.
Plan. That didn't work out. So maybe it's a 6-year plan. We got to double it. We got to build up a library.
I mean, maybe next year when I save us some money, I want to just...
Yeah, if we go,
I
you
personally
want to go, yeah.
Anyway, we'll be at New York in October.
Yes. Booth 583, check us out. We're going to be
happy
there.
Happy birthday, Jillian and Brian.
It's actually my birthday, October 10th.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it somehow fucks up my birthday, October 28th.
Oh, well, someone's a little selfish, I feel.
Yeah.
wait.
When
we all
on
know
my birthday and
he
it's
gets
my idea.
A whole month. This is how it
well,
works.
We like to rewind to my birthday last year, sweetheart.
Some guy got knocked out, didn't he?
No, that was 3 years ago, sweetheart.
Right, someone got knocked out. That's all that matters.
Get away from me, you sick bitch.
A lot of that.
Whoa! It just got crazy in here.
All right, so, yeah.
So, if you want to see amazing pictures of the Uzbekistan hello,
yes.
Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Check out our other shows, A Squad, featuring Eric over there.
Oh yeah,
AKA
Zero
Cool. Zero Cool. A more apt description I have yet to find.
What?
Oh, you know what? That's the reason I didn't like the name at first, but you know what? I'll take it. I still like the name.
I'm quoting a movie from '95. That'll stick. Like, come on.
Yeah, no way. This could possibly be an indictment on my
everybody
coolness.
I talk to gets the reference. Not everyone.
I've
people.
Seen hackers.
My name is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
What do you want me to be? Crash Override?
Right.
I'm
Howard the Duck.
Crash Override.
No, I tried to get that. That is taking every number whatsoever.
Crash Jason Bourne is taken?
No, Howard the Duck.
Mine is Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo 42.
Yo, Howard the Duck hooked up with the girl from Back to the Future. The mom. In the past.
Man, yeah. Yo, she's way sexier in Howard the Duck.
Which is way creepier.
My new name is Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. I'll go boom, chicka, boom, boom, chicka, boom, boom, chicka, boom. Just under 160 characters. I got it.
My name is Cuban, boom, chicka, boom. Batteries not included. XOXO.
Hugs and kisses.
Hi, I'm at Jack and Jill. No, seriously, I'm not. I use my real name, Wes.
This is awful Adam Sandler movies. It's like,
from like a year ago.
No, it's called a fucking nursery rhyme.
Do your Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I've heard really bad versions of that nursery rhyme.
Yeah, Jack and Jill went on the pill and Jill retained some water. I've heard the worst.
All right, let's end it.
All right. So for myself, Pete, and Brian, and Jillian, and Lou, and Courtney, and Eric, close the door behind you.